From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicki Gregor. On this episode of Air Check, Ent Center for the Arts director Aisha Ahmed Post sits in with us for our musical roundtable, and Omaha, Nebraska blues man Hector Anchondo shares a few songs and stories. All this today on Air Check. As usual, we find ourselves sitting around the round table discussing the music that is the earworm for us most recently. We're very excited today that we have another wonderful guest from the community, and that's Aisha Ahmed Post, the Ent Center for the Arts director. Did I get that right?
You did.
And may I also add this? You're the first.
The very
right?
first, yes.
And you're doing a great job, so
hey,
you will probably be the last.
We're
going to go and talk about the music, or stay here, actually, and talk about the music that we love. And I'd like to start with Mr. Jeff Beery. Jeff, what has made life worth living for you?
My earworm.
Yep.
My latest earworm. The latest one that's stuck in there is the new release from Thom Yorke. I'm an unabashed Radiohead fan. I love what these guys are doing. And I think I love what Thom Yorke is doing specifically. This song is called Impossible Knots, new from Thom Yorke's Anima album. The thing I like about Thom Yorke is he will find a catchphrase and he'll repeat it over and over and over. And you would think that would get boring and mundane and that you'd want to shoot him dead. But it's just the opposite for me. I've been so intrigued by it. The lyrics that he repeats in this over and over again are, I'll be ready, I'll be ready, I'll be ready. And I guess I assign my own meaning to it or something, because it is a definite earworm for me. And I've listened to it dozens of times since it came out, a couple weeks ago?
I love Radiohead too. Big Thom Yorke fan. And going back to the Bends, that's where Nigel Godrich came in as producer to that band. And when Thom takes off on these projects, he brings Nigel with him. And the two of them together explore this aural landscape that nobody else can touch, really, as far as I'm concerned. And when you match that falsetto, that beautiful voice of Thom Yorke's, with all the kind of machine sounds and repeating bass lines and phrases, it's ecstasy. It's just amazing to bring all those components together into this beautiful, beautiful piece of work.
I grew up listening to Radiohead, so I love them a whole lot. The thing that I've always liked about what they do is they're able to create so much out of what's actually quite little. right? It's very minimalistic in a lot of ways. When you had, you know, sort of that pulsing, sort of almost like a hurdy-gurdy organ type thing, right? And you only have those two little strains coming through, and they're sort of interacting with each other, and sort of the sine waves are sort of going against each other. And then you have, you know, that beautiful melody coming out, also just very simply harmonized. And, you know, the rhythm is actually quite complex, but because it's repeated so often, you're able to synthesize it in a way that it becomes just like this one piece. And so it really feels like you have just four pieces of music that are really working together, but then it's incredibly complex despite how you're able to sort of feel it as four different elements.
You know, that's what I meant to say. That's exactly what I meant to say.
I couldn't agree more. Beautiful.
Thom Yorke, Impossible Knots, and that's from his new solo album called Anima. All right, Vicky, we're going to focus on you and your pick now. What is it that you've brought to the musical roundtable discussion?
Her name is Jessie Wilson, and the name of this record is Phase. The song is Oh Baby, and Patrick Carney from the Black Keys, during his hiatus from that band, lent some production, songwriting, and drumming skills to the record. Black Keys influence, obviously, you hear this in the record, but what transcended that for me was it was kind of the cool best parts of maybe Patrick Carney's idea of what the bass of the Black Keys is as a drummer, and he was always the producer, and he always had that medium fi instead of hi-fi or lo-fi. He had this medium fi thing he invented for their sound, so that I hear that. It's Jessie's voice, though. It's just that beautiful, you know, soulful, you know, neo-soul. But it harkened back to like Chaka Khan for me. It's just one of those immediate, wonderful summer songs, even. I kind of bring it to just those summer nights and that just kicked back, grooving in your car, grooving on the front porch, or wherever else. You can fill in the blanks there.
Weren't we last month talking about the Black Keys?
And that's why I hesitated, because I don't want to be samey, but I have to mention
good
this.
Good music is good music.
Yeah, and it just took a turn from Black Keys full on with Patrick and Dan, and here's what we do, and we continue to do it, and, you know, sell out stadiums, and kind of bringing a little bit of that sensibility to another voice and another approach.
Yeah, it really sets her voice up really nicely, right? That whole bass, it feels, you know, it's got that distortion from the Black Keys, right? That sort of like kickback, sort of, you know, old Nashville almost sound, right, from the rock. And then she just sort of floats on top of it in this beautiful way. And then I love how in the chorus comes up, like, it's just sort of like this big, beautiful, full, joyous sound that makes me, I think that's going to go on my playlist for sure.
Oh, yay.
Well, you've brought her to life here on Air Check.
Jessie Wilson.
Jessie Wilson, Oh Baby, and the album again?
Phase.
Phase. That's with a PH.
And an exclamation point.
Okay. Thank you, Vicky. Aisha, on to you.
All right.
And you're gonna. I think you're going to mix it up a little bit.
And now for something completely different.
Yes, please.
The artist that I've chosen to showcase today is by the name Natalia Lafourcade. She is from Mexico City. She swept the Latin Grammys in 2015 with her album Hasta la Raíz, which was really her searching for her soul and her roots in Mexico and the folkloric music there. And then she followed that up with this album in 2017 called Musas. And then the subtitle is An Homage to Latin American Folklore in the Hands of Los Macarenos, Volume 1.
Volume 1. More volumes to come.
So Los Macarenos are two guitarists who are very, you know, they've been everywhere on the scene. They've played with the top mariachi group in Mexico. They've played with, you know, you name the person and they've played it. They were one sort of studio musicians, and they built their own duo in 2004, just the two of them playing guitar. And then Natalia saw them, invited them to come and play with her on a charity show, and then decided that she was actually going to put her entire album in their hands. So they're on every single track. And so I think this whole album is amazing because it really showcases all of the different flavors of folkloric traditions and music across Mexico from all of the different areas. And the single from this album is called Tú Sí Sabes Quererme, which basically means You Do Know How to Love Me. And it's this absolutely beautiful love song. And yeah, I hope you like it.
Let's have a listen.
Finalmente descubrí tus besos. Me enredaste en tu mirada, me abrazaste con todos mis defectos. Tú sí sabes quererme, tú sí sabes adorarme, mi amor. No te vayas, quédate por siempre, para siempre, para siempre amarte. Corazón, tú sí sabes. Finalmente sé que estoy dispuesta. Es tan difícil encontrar un amor que aquí me quedo con heridas bien abiertas. Ya no me importa lo que piensan los demás. Aquí me quedo para ser testigo siempre de la vida. Aquí por siempre, para siempre, para siempre amarnos.
That is like the ultimate house party.
Isn't that so good?
That's
beautiful. So beautiful. I had to actually take a couple deep breaths. You know, I felt my chest swelling during that song. Incredible.
I find her to be so charming.
You know, something that's really beautiful about this is that it is entirely acoustic, right? Every instrument is acoustic, and it is so rich and full. That bass came in, and oh my God, it just like was so warm and so inviting.
It's that kind of music that just encourages you to come on in and just be.
Tú sí sabes quererme.
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 There you go.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
What's it mean again?
You do know how to love me. She's inviting him to come and just be, basically, and to just enjoy their love. And it's this, I mean, it's just a gorgeous song.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah.
Just right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of real beauty there. And Los Macarenos, right? I mean, those two gentlemen playing the guitar, they just had everything, right? I mean, they are just the soul in many ways. And she's just sort of going along with what they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice pick.
Thank you.
Really, Asha, beautiful stuff.
Natalia Lafourcade.
Tú sí sabes quererme.
Aisha, thanks for bringing that in. And before we let you go,
yes,
want to ask you what you're doing at Ent. Some great stuff happening. You just had the Indigo Girls a couple nights ago.
Yeah, we were lucky to host the Indigo Girls for the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival fundraiser. We've got all sorts of things going on. Be sure to check out ucccspresents.org.
Okay.
We've got some really great stuff coming up. Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy will be doing a Christmas show.
Celtic
yeah,
flavor.
We've got Sam Bush in February.
Oh, looking forward to that one.
Dirty Dozen Brass Band will be here
wow.
with Take Me to the River in October. We've got a lot of cool things coming up. So be sure to check that out, and I'd love to see you all.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing the work you do.
Making some time, Aisha. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And bringing the world to Colorado Springs.
There it is.
Thanks, guys.
That was Aisha Ahmed Post, director for Ent Center for the Arts and music lover on a global scale. You're listening to KRCC's Air Check.
Hector Anchondo is a young, very talented blues musician who recently performed at 91.5 KRCC's annual Blues Under the Bridge Festival, where he won more than a few new fans. After the festival, he pulled himself into the KRCC studios to play a few songs and talk about his music, family, and the journey of an up-and-coming blues band.
Hi, my name is Hector, and this song's original song titled Candy Shop. Got a sweet tooth, and my girls like ice cream in mid-July. I got a sweet tooth, and my hair's like honey straight from the bee. I got a sweet tooth, and my girl's like honey straight from the bee. And I love that woman, and she gives me one hell of an appetite, yeah. Appetite, yeah. She's so sweet to me. She's so sweet to me. She's so sweet. She's so sweet. And I love that woman. She gives me one hell of an appetite, yeah. Got a sweet tooth, and my girl takes me to the
candy shop. I got a sweet tooth, and my girl takes me to the candy shop. And I love that woman, and she gives me one hell of an appetite, yeah. Appetite, yeah. She's so sweet to me, yeah. So sweet to me, yeah. She's so sweet to me. She's so sweet to me. And I love that woman, and she gives me one hell of an appetite, yeah. Appetite, yeah. She's so sweet. Woo, she's so sweet.
With me today is a musician who is the winner of the 2014 Nebraska State Blues Challenge, the semifinalist in the 2015 International Blues Challenge that happens in Memphis, Tennessee, and the finalist in the 2016 International Blues Challenge, again in Memphis, Tennessee. And that's the top eight worldwide. I'm so happy to be here with Hector Anchondo. Hector, thanks for hanging out today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me today.
It is a pleasure. The International Blues Challenge, this is players from all over the world. What is that like? And especially as you start, you know, reaching the top echelon of all that, what did that feel like?
You know, especially the first year, I kind of felt like a fish out of water. You know, we probably looked like fish looking through the glass at everybody, you know, and listening to everybody. And it was really eye-opening to see. I mean, I know there's blues followers and lovers all over the world, but to make that actual direct connection to not only the patrons but the artists that are in Memphis is really cool.
Was that one of the things that, you know, maybe secured for you that, yes, I am on the right path, I am good at this, and this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially the second year when we made it to the finals, there was a lot of hype surrounding mm-hmm. us, which was a little nerve-wracking, you know, because there was, you know, we'd have these big crowds show up for each one of our shows leading up to it, and which was, you know, really fun, but also nerve-wracking, you know, because like, oh, you know, there's all this hype, and we gotta, you know, we were one of the bands to watch that week, and so we had to like, you were like, we gotta bring it, which probably helped us get to the finals, you know, the crowds, and that was really amazing experiencing that and meeting all the folks. And and also a thought that kept going through my head, you know, especially when we made it into the finals, was like, wow, like we're in the world, the global blues eye just for a minute, you know, just for a split second. So we got to seize the moment, you know, and we did the best we could. And it was a really amazing time.
And you certainly have launched from there. You know, you first came to our attention here at KRCC when we crossed paths with a YouTube performance of you doing Black Magic Woman. And if you're going to attempt Peter Green, Santana, and play a song that's so beloved and known to people, you really have to bring something to the table, and your intro to that song is dazzling, is a word that I've seen used. Incendiary is one I think of. That was an amazing moment, and I think we're not the only ones that noticed you for that moment. What brought you to doing that song and you doing the intro that you did?
You know, that song, like, even though it was written by somebody else, I've been playing it so long that it feels like at least a part of it's my own. I've been playing that song since I was 16. And actually, I played that very song on my first radio performance ever. And I think it was like 96 or 97. So it's just that song and I have been on this path together for a long time. And so over the years playing it, it's just things just kind of developed and just kind of started just naturally just putting my own spin on it. And it just evolved into what it is today. And it got to a point where that was the first time I ever recorded a song that wasn't a song that I wrote and have it on an album. But I wanted to do that just because I'd been with that song for so long and it turned into something really unique and organic for us through crowd participation through the years and all that. So,
you know, you committed to being a blues player, certainly a guitar player, it seems, early in your life. I know you started out on a farm. You're a farm boy. Mm-hmm. But you really made that commitment early, it seems, according to your bio, where you were willing to sofa surf for a long time and just go from job to job, anything it took, so you could just keep developing your talent and really committing to this at a young age. You just did not give up, and I know you let a lot of life kind of played out around you.
Yeah.
You stayed so focused. What was that, being bit by, was there a certain song, was there an artist that really got into your DNA at a young age where you're like, I am going to do this. This is what I was meant to do.
You know, yes, there was a moment. There was I was 16, and the farm that I, down in Missouri where I grew up, we never had cable television, so we had to have a satellite. And it was, you know, back then it was like the old school, looked like you were trying to make first contact with this old satellite dish, and it was huge. So the one of the times we had television, I was always dialing into the music channels, and I saw Guns N' Roses video, and Slash does a lot of blues leads over the more, you know, it was rock and roll, and when he was playing, and that solo on November Rain actually was the song. That solo on November Rain is absolutely beautiful, and it captivated me, and for whatever reason, I think it was just the beauty of the guitar and the solo. It just was like, that's what I want to do. And then from there, I got into Jimi Hendrix and blues and Stevie Ray's blues. And it's been, you know, just music ever since.
You're a lover of guitars. In fact, there's a guitar that you used for the songs we're hearing in this session.
Yeah.
That has a bit of a story to it.
Yeah, the guitar I play today is a 1966 Dobro Resonator 12-string guitar. And it's a pretty rare guitar, and I'm actually really lucky and fortunate to have it. I think it might have been 2014. I got home, and my roommate at the time, she said, hey, there's your guitar. And I saw this old guitar case sitting there, and I'm like, what? Like, that's not my guitar. She's like, yeah. A girl stopped by and handed it over and said, this is for Hector. I'm just the messenger. And then I was so confused. So I go over to the case and I open it up, and the guitar might as well have been glowing out of the case there. And it blew my mind. And there was a letter inside, and the anonymous guy, he said that he had it. He bought it when he was a kid, and he took it all over the world because he was in the military, and he said that, you know, he'd been listening and following my music for years, and he wanted me to have it, and all he asked in return was that I play it and not hang it on a wall. So he just wanted it to be played, and so I've been playing it ever since.
Yeah, you certainly have been. You know, this puts me in mind of those mentors, perhaps, that are in our lives that appear. As you were playing more and more, other blues musicians, the guys who came and women who came before you, is that a blues community thing? Is that, you know, in your travels where they want to share what they know?
Yeah, I think
know.
It is more of a blues world thing. Yeah, because I've definitely had some people in my life like that. And where, you know, I'd go to the blues jams as a kid, and, you know, they'd get me up on stage right away, you know. And there's one guy from Omaha, his name was Dave Barger. And he's no longer with us, but he was a great blues guitarist. And he would always get me up on stage right away, and we would just jam all night together.
Now, you're in the position where I'm guessing that there are some young blues players coming up behind you now.
I actually really love to teach, and there are some, and even some of them are bandmates from here and there that when I need a fill-in, or they'll come play bass for me, or whatever it is. But a lot of a couple of the guys I'm thinking of in particular, they also play guitar. And I'm always, you know, we're just always talking music or playing, and I get a chance to explain things. And as well as lots of, I have a handful of students, and I love teaching them as well.
I'm happy to read or to know that as your career has grown and you're becoming known, and some of those other things have fallen into place, you have been able to now have your own family and find that special person and
yes.
and have a child. That's awesome. I'm so happy for you that
Thank you.
Was able to come up into your life as well. But you seem to be a touring family.
Well, first off, I want to say I'm really lucky that I met Jess because I knew that I was never going to, because I was so committed to music, and it is my lifelong endeavor, quest, craft, if you will. I knew that I was never going to be able to have a family unless I found the right person. And I suppose that's the way for everybody. You got to find the right person in general. But it took me a long time to find somebody that was, I knew I needed to find somebody that was going to be willing to go on the road and travel. Otherwise, I would never be able to experience or be with my family, you know, because I would always be gone. And that's something I did not want. But Jess loves to travel, and she actually would prefer to be on the road traveling with. And so I met her, and it just seemed like the perfect match, that she just wanted to be on the road. And now we travel together, and we have the kids with us, and it's really wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. So I'm assuming that you are a fan of lots of kinds of music as well in your own personal life.
Yes, I love music. Like, I've made it my whole life, and I think of music as textures, you know, like I love all the textures and colors. And I just can't help it, but like weave it in kind of, you know, into the blues, all different styles, you know, whether it be funk or jazz or Spanish, you know, some Spanish guitar, jam band, you know, like I love listening to jam bands too, because of the melody. I love melody. Yeah, I just love it all. If it's good, I love it. Why I love the blues so much is it's so expressive, you know, and I love the expressive part about it the most, as well as, you know, I love the music too. I love all of it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I just love it so much.
Thank you so much for spending some time with all of this going on to talk to us. I really appreciate
you being
on
here. Thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure.
It's been wonderful.
Hector, how about one more before you hit the road?
Thanks, guys.
I saw her today, I saw her dance, she's looking mighty fine, golden rare sunshine, and I wanted her to be mine. Well, I asked her friend if she had herself a man. In white, I wanted her to be mine. walked up to her. I walked up to her and said, I want you in my life. My golden rare sunshine. She took my hand and said that she would be mine. And everything, yeah, became so bright. And now she is finally.
That was KRCC's Vicky Gregor in the studio with Hector Anchondo. His latest record, Roll the Dice, features an inspiring version of Peter Green's Black Magic Woman, which you may have been lucky enough to catch live at this year's Blues Under the Bridge Festival.
That's it for this edition of Air Check. Like us on Facebook and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. From 91.5 KRCC, I'm Vicky Gregor.
And I'm Jeff Beery.